So today there's another of these guided meditations. Guided meditations aren't really, I'm not really a big fan of guided meditations, I must say. I very seldom do them. And when I listen to them, I usually, they're like a sleeping pill to me. I fall asleep halfway. But anyway, now... Now I'm going to do a guided meditation, which I made up all of myself in the last few days. So this is the grand premiere of this of this guided meditation. Yeah, you should take your seat in the most comfortable way possible and relax, fasten the seat belts, and get ready for takeoff. So one of the core teachings of the Buddha that he realized when he was sitting under the Bodhi tree, it's called dependent origination, or paticca samuppada in Pali. And it deals with how things happen lawfully depending on other things. So it's a long sort of list of 12 things that depend on each other. And it's also about how we create dukkha through this. But there is also a very short definition of what this is, actually. And that is, when this exists, that exists. When this arises, that arises. If this ceases to exist, that also ceases to exist. So this guided meditation is about our dependence on nature to exist and our connection with the earth itself. So, become aware of your body. Feel the weight of it on your cushion or chair. Sink in to the weight of the body. And feel that your body is supported by the earth and secured to it by gravity. You can feel safe. You won't fall off the earth even if it turns. And feel whatever sensations there are. So now, if you feel grounded and safe here on earth and in your body and with whatever sensations there are, you can take some deep breath and be aware of filling your lungs. Be aware of the rising, falling movement of your abdomen. And release the air slowly and relax. And do this a few times. really pay attention to what it feels like to breathe. And you can contemplate that breathing is what is keeping you alive. When you stop breathing, you die. So feel some appreciation for this breathing process. You can also contemplate that all the plants and trees on this earth and around here produce the oxygen that we humans and animals need to stay alive. And they need the carbon dioxide that we breathe out to live and grow. So there is a constant interchange going on between the beings that breathe and the plant world. So now you can just in your mind or in your vision connect to all the plants outside. You can hear the wind in the trees, and you know that they are producing this oxygen that you are breathing in right now. And as you continue breathing, you can feel how you are sending them the life-giving carbon dioxide that they need. You're sending it to the trees and plants around the Friendship Inn. And you feel how you receive life from them. So this process can even be experienced as a form of metta, unconditional kindness and friendliness and generosity, that we exchange this with the plants. And this process has been going on since the beginning of time, or at least since the beginning of sentient beings and plants. For a long, long time, it's been going on every day, every minute. So we can breathe a few more breaths before we go on and really enjoy this connection, this kinship, this friendliness, kindness that we have, this connection that we have with the plants and the trees. Now you can also become aware of the liquid, the saliva in your mouth. Feel it with your tongue. Maybe you can even swallow some of it. You know that our bodies are made up to about 60% of water. And this water we constantly have to renew by drinking fresh water. And when it has passed through our bodies, we dispose of it by peeing. And this process is part of a much bigger natural system where water evaporates from the surface of the lakes, rivers and oceans and form the clouds in the sky. And then it falls down again in the form of rain and provides us and the animals and plants with life-giving water. And it fills up the rivers, lakes, and oceans again. And water is, of course, also the habitat of millions of species that are living in the water bodies of this earth. So just enjoy this feeling that you're 60% water, and that water is connected to all the water on the earth. You're part of this big system that regenerates water and distributes water to all living beings. Sends it up to the clouds in the sky and it falls down back down onto the earth and evaporates again. It's the same water that the Buddha drank that we are still drinking here on earth. It's just going round and round in this cyclical process. So feel that incredible connection to the lake outside here. And to all other waters in the world. And water is also necessary for growing our food. Every time we eat or drink something, we are part of this ecosystem of the earth. We may not think about that all the time, but that is how it is. The food doesn't come from the store, it comes from the earth. So you can expand your awareness out from the body to all the plants around here, to the lake, to the sky, to the clouds. Just make your mind really, really big. And listen to the sounds. Expand out to the horizon. And just be aware of this incredible beauty and intricate cooperation system that this is. And just fill your mind with these impressions, the wind in the trees, smells maybe coming through the windows, sounds, the water, the saliva in your mouth, the air in your lungs. Even the sounds of the traffic there is part of it all. Even the cars and the bridge and everything, all the materials come from the earth in the beginning. It's all included. To feel this incredible spaciousness. It's quite good to do this practice sometimes when the mind feels very cramped and all these problems and so on, to expand out and see the whole picture and see how everything ties together in this beautiful weave of existing on this earth. But now you can start coming back to your body again, slowly, slowly come back in inside this room and find your body again and feel its weight resting on the earth, being held by the earth's gravity. Feel all the sensations. Maybe you can even feel or visualize that you have roots growing from some part of your body, roots going down into the earth. Even if they're not physical roots, there can be some sort of mental roots, and knowing that the earth, that you're connected to the earth, that you have roots. That gathers all the nutrients from the earth. And you can contemplate also that the earth is like a mother. Nature gives us everything we need. Food, water, clothes, all other materials, wood, metals, you name it. And it's not craving anything in return. In Dhamma, the earth is the symbol of the utmost patience and equanimity. So you can feel that steadiness and calm that emanates from Mother Earth. So just feel that, relax. Breathe and feel that steadiness and calm that the earth is emanating. The earth is always there, always steady and calm and patient. Whatever we throw on the earth, it doesn't react very much. Or that's what we think anyway. But nature can also be very strong and wild. We can't always contain and control it. Volcanoes, earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, thunder and lightning, and wildfires are also part of the nature. And they can cause a lot of disruptions and damage. And they even seem to come on stronger and more frequently now in the times of beginning climate change. So Mother Nature needs our help to stop the ongoing pollution of air, earth, and water, the destruction of the forests, and the mass extinction of so many animal species. So we also need to become strong and wild, but also very gentle and balanced to be able to help Mother Earth. And this is the ideal, the creed of the spiritual warrior who brings about change by first changing him or herself and at the same time influencing and changing the world. So, I will read you a poem that is about this, the creed of the spiritual warrior, and it's presumably written by an anonymous samurai in the 14th century. So, you can just relax and breathe, sit on the earth, and listen to this old samurai who says, "I have no parents. I make heaven and earth my parents. I have no home, I make awareness my home. I have no life and or death. I make the tides of breathing my life and death. I have no divine powers. I make honesty my divine power. I have no means. I make understanding my means. I have no miracles. I make right action my miracle. I have no friends. I make my mind my friend. I have no enemy. I make carelessness my enemy. I have no armor. I make kindness and compassion my armor. I have no castle. I make immovable mind my castle. I have no sword. I make absence of self my sword. So, this is what we have to do. This is what we are doing. This is part of our training to make the mind our friend, to take refuge in our awareness and all the other things that was said in this poem. So we can just sit for a little while more, breathing on this earth, together with all the plants, trees, water, all the animals, big and small and in between, flying ones, and the walking and sliding ones. And the jumping ones. This earth is our home. Like they say, there is no planet B. So I want to end. We have quite some 15 minutes left, but I'm going to end this guided part of the meditation by reading this quote that I found on the internet from a guy called David Suzuki, and he is a Canadian climate scientist or something in that way. And he says, the way we see the world shapes the way we treat it. If a mountain is a deity and not a pile of iron ore, if a river is one of the veins of the land, not potential irrigation water, if a forest is a sacred grove, not timber, if all other species are biological kin, not resources, or if the planet is our mother, not an opportunity, then we will treat each other with greater respect. Thus is the challenge to look at the world from a different perspective. So now we can just sit for a little while more and breathe and do what kind of practice you like. If you want to continue with this earth practice, or if you want to do metta, or whatever you feel like. We will have now about 10 minutes silence.